talk to Gemara. We're going to start again from Amar Rav Sheshes, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 line from the top. Amar Rav Sheshes. Okay, now we mistake because the Mitarish of Chizda Libet the Rav. It makes sense. If the according to Rav is right, the Ktani is either 100 or nothing, and the Chareshes is 50. And I say 50, just a fraction, not completely married. Nutanya. Shtei Achim Nisuim Shtei Achias. Rashi takes out the word Yisaimus. Two brothers married to two sisters. Ktana v'chareshes. One is a Ktana, one is a Chareshes. So Reuben and Shimon, one is married to Ktana, one is married to Chareshes. Meis Bailus of Ktana, Reuben died, who was married to the Ktana. Chareshes Yaitse Begat. So if this guy's in a bind, he has a rabbinic kli of Yibum to his wife's sister. But, as Rav Chisda explained, his wife is a partial wife, and that wife might be a complete wife. So the complete rabbinic Yizika might ban his wife. So he has to divorce her. Chareshes Yaitse Begat, he can't stay married to her because she's a Chayzuk Kukasai. Uktana, Tam Tanat Shetagdu, and the Ktana has to wait until she becomes a little bit. And then the Chareshes is free to get married, and the Ktana is free to get married. But he can't be married to either of the two. Meis Bailus Shel Chareshes. So again, he's got a problem. The Ktana might not be married, so she's a Chayzuk Kukasai. Because remember, the Chareshes is a sister of the Ktana. And the Ktana might be a zero. So therefore, you can't stay married rabbinically to your wife if she's a Chayzuk Kukasai. Right? So what you do is, if she were 100% married, then she would push away her sister. She might be 0% married. So you can't stay and live with her because she's the sister of the brother's wife, who is definitely a partial brother's wife. So therefore, halacha is, Ktana Yaitse Beget, Mechareshes Asur Lo'ilam. She can't do Chalitza, and you can't do Yibum because it might be your wife's sister. Now here comes an extra thing that we usually don't do. Vimbala Chareshes, what if you violated the Yitzer? Reuven was married to Ktana, Shimon is married al Chareshes. Shimon died. He leaves over the Chareshes. We say Reuven has to get rid of his Ktana, and she can't do anything with the Chareshes. What if he went ahead and did Yibum, which was rabbinically prohibited because it's his wife's sister rabbinically. It's his rabbinic wife's sister, right? If he married her, Naisim will get the Hutra. So we say, listen, he's matter her, he just divorces her, and she had Yibum. Now, the question is, why did she have Yibum? Because the halacha is, we had this in the fifth perek, that you cannot have something called a bia psula. A bia that's not allowed cannot release a woman. If this bia was prohibited, it's a bia psula. The Rabbanon did not allow this relationship to take place. How could it release her? We had halacha back in the fifth parak that any relationship that was not allowed doesn't release the woman. So how can this bride say, Mimbala Chareshes, Naisin Laget Vahutra? You weren't allowed to leave with the Chareshes. This Chareshes, you weren't allowed to live because it might be your wife's sister. And if it's your wife's sister, it's a Bia Psula. So we can make sense out of it like this. Again, if he's 100% married to the Ktana, then the Chareshes doesn't need anything. If he's 0% married to the Ktana, then the Chareshes is 100% good. It's not his wife's sister. It's not his wife. So then it makes sense. It's not a Bia Psula. Because the Ktana is either 100% wife, and therefore the Chareshes didn't need a thing. She was released already. And if it's 0%, then you were allowed to do Yibum to the Chareshes. You didn't do anything wrong. So yes, we don't allow you because it might be usher to marry her. But if it's usher, she didn't need it. But that's only if the Ktana is either 100 or 0. But if the Ktana is 50, then you were not allowed to live with the Chareshes. And therefore it would not release the Chareshes.
Why don't they use that as the option? She didn't really do anything wrong.
That's not true. Because if you married 100% to the Ktana, the Chareshes is your wife's sister, you're not allowed to have a relationship with her. So if you tell me, like Rav Chisda, that the Ketana is either all or nothing and the Chareshes is partial, therefore, if he did it, he releases her. The Amrit Mamanavshek. If the Ketana was 100%, so then she leaves because she's his wife's sister. She didn't need anything. If she's zero, Shaper Mayabim, you are allowed to marry the Chareshes. We can't let you do it, but if you did it, we say, Mamanavshek, you released her. But if you're going to say that the Ketana is partially married, that means you married your wife, partial wife's sister, regardless. And that, this is an unallowed bia. This is a not allowed bia, not because maybe, but because it's definitely not allowed. It shouldn't release her. So it's a riot to Rav Chisda that a Ketana is either all or nothing, and the Chareshes is the partial. Zuck the Gemara in Oraya, Hamani Rav Nechemi, Hidam Rabbi Yipsula Peteres Mechalitza. Not true. We had a Mandiyam in the fifth parak that said that even if you did something that's not allowed, the bottom line is it releases her from the Chalitza. And therefore, yes, you did an Avera. You had no right to live with this Chareshes. And it is, it might be a Biyipsula. It might be your partial wife sister. But the bottom line is, Rav Nechemia says it does its job anyway. And therefore, she gets released. So there's no raya to Rav Chisda that the Ketana is either all or nothing. It could be the Ketana is a 50%. And when you live with the Chareshes, you're definitely doing an Isser. But it's a Biyipsula. It's a Isser that you did anyway. And it pots her, according to Rav Nechemia. So therefore, it's not approved. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Kids come with tarets. Chareshes knuya mishuyeres. Chareshes is partial. Ketana knuya veina knuya. Meis ba'ilu shu ketana chareshes yoy to beget. The zikis ketana is shorsa olav. The chareshes has to be divorced because she might be his achoyz zukukasai. Because the chareshes knuya mishuyeres, she's only partially married. Ketana shema knuya legami. And the Ketana might be completely married, so the Chareshes is the sister of your Zekuka. But, right? The Havala Chareshes, Achai Zekukasai. Ketana takes a beget at the Zekas Chareshes, Achai Zekukasai. She can't, you can't stay with the Ketana because you're the Zika of the sister-in-law, who's a Chareshes, asks her, Shema Ketana in a Kluya Klau, because the Ketana might be a zero. Vavakim Afuta, it's like living with a woman out of marriage. And you're not allowed to live with your wife's sister out of marriage. Chareshes knuya mishuyeres. Chareshes is definitely partially married. So she is the sister of the one bound to you. Chareshes asur loyelum lekainti yamsher. Can't do yibum. Shema ketana knuya hi. Maybe the ketana was 100%. And now you can't do yibum to your wife's sister. Vein skukaloy. Vafila meis ketana achakach upaki isra chaisisha. What happens if the Ketana dies? So now she's no longer usher as being your wife's sister. Because a wife's sister becomes mutter after the death of the wife. But still wouldn't help here. Asura m'shemeshes ach. Hail b'shas nefila nifter mimenu. We look at the time of the death of the brother. At that time, she was your wife's sister. We don't say if it goes off afterwards that Yibum kicks in. If Yibum wasn't allowed at the time of death, rabbinically, it's not allowed. But chalitza, you have shit allowed about chalitza. She can't do chalitza because the cheresh can't do chalitza.
Didn't we have? Why was the Gemara trying to prove that the Ketana is 100 or 0 and the chareshes is 50? I thought we proved that last week.
We said that teretz. Didn't prove it. We said that pshat in the Mishnah because we had no other pshat in the Mishnah.
Right.
But we now have a brisa that supports it. That's all we're saying. The other Abal Chareshes Akash Agira Shaktana. What? From this brisa, there's no proof. The other Abal Chareshes Akash Agira Shaktana. Nice and Laget, Mahutu Lushuk Mamanoshach. Iktana Kluya Hava, it was Iktana acquired. Navkalo Hakamiresha, she left right, she was Pata, Mishamakaisisha. Vachnisis Nusvalmi, you just were Mazana with your wife's sister. Not allowed, it's a rabbinic Isser because it's a rabbinic wife. But Lamaisa, she's free. Viktana Lavkanuya, he's Shapri Yava. Amai Naisin Lagetu Hutra, Ikalame Marduma Chareshis Knuya Hilagamri. Maybe the Chareshis is a real wife, Lachim Skukaloi. Uktana Loidakila, and the Ktana doesn't push her off. The Knuya Mishieresi. It's partial. Ubiyasabiya, Sharachais Isha Bemiktasi. Ubiya Psula Lepatramibim. And we have a rule that a not allowed Bia cannot release her. So that's how we prove it. It can't be that the Ketana is a partial wife. Because if the Ketana is a partial wife, then living with the Chareshes is definitely a sin. And if it's definitely a sin, it doesn't absolve her, doesn't release her. The answer is from the Chemi, Beparagim Gamliel, that said that Bia Psula does Pater. That's what we're answering. Zogta Gemara, this answer doesn't work. Because we're going to prove to you from the next part of that brisa that Reb Nechemya doesn't work. And once Reb Nechemya doesn't work, the only other pshat is to say that the Ketana is either 100 or nothing, and the Chareshes is 50. Now, we're going to prove that it can't be Reb Nechemya from the rest of the brisa. Let's read the rest of the brisa. Zogta Gemara, Reb Nechemya, Eim Seifa. If it's going like Reb Nechemya, that even a not allowed Bia can release a woman, again, a not allowed Bia rabbinically can release a woman, right, then we got a problem with the rest of the Brisa. Eima Seifa. Mishai Nasi Shtei, it doesn't have to be Yisaimus. He's married two rabbinic marriages, Ketana and Chareshes. One husband married to both a Ketana and a Chareshes, who made and he died. Uba Yabam Alaktana. Now, what's supposed to happen is he's not supposed to live with any of the two. But this guy went and lived with the Ktana. The Chazar Uba Alachareshes. And then he went and lived with the Chareshes. They did Yibam to two of them. He did Yibam to the Ktana, and he did Yibam to the Chareshes. Ay Shibacham Alachareshes. Reuven died, left over two wives, one a Ketana, one a Chareshes. Shimon did Yibum with the Ketana and with the Chareshes, or Shimon did it with the Ketana and Levi lived with the Chareshes. Nesru Shtei and Olav can't be married to either of the two. Can't be married to either of the two. You can't be married to the Ketana because they're both Aser. Now, the reason is, in truth, is because the Ketana is either 100 or 50. 100
or 0.
What? 100
or 0.
100 or 0, I'm sorry. Right. The Ketana is either 100 or 0. If she's 100, you did Yibum, and everything was wonderful. But if she's 0, you did nothing. And then you did Yibum to the Chareshes. So now she is your wife's sister, because Chareshes is 50%.
These are sisters?
No, it's not sisters, but she is, sorry, you're only allowed to be Miyabim one wife. Can't be Miyabim two. So if you lived with the Ketana, it was either 100% Yibim or 0 Yibim. Then you live with the Chareshes, which is 50% Yibum, you can't stay married to the Ketana because
it was 100% Yibum.
Because it might be 100% Yibum, and then you're married to both wives. You're married to both wives. And really,
why, if it's 90%, you're not married to the second wife.
True. And if it was 0%, you're not married to the first one. So Rashi speaks out that really, Enochinami, you should be able to stay married to the Ketana. But we're afraid if we let you stay married to the Ketana if she's first, you would stay married to the Chareshes if she's first. And if you did Chareshes first, and then did Ktana, so Chareshes was 50%, and then Ktana might be 100%, so you can't stay married to Chareshes. Or to Ktana. So therefore, since if you did it in that order, both would be banned, so if you did it in the other order, they banned both as well. But you're right. If you did the Ktana first, you should be able to keep her, because if she's 100%, you did Yibum. And if 0%, there's nothing wrong. So, Rashi speaks out, it's also because if you did Chareshes first, and then Ktana, both would be Usher. So therefore, we say if you do Ktana first and Chareshes second, they're both Usher as well. Rashi, Yisaymus Mishum Ktana Nukat. The Chareshes doesn't have to be a Yisayma. Nesru Shtein Olav, Abagam the Ktana Medina Loi Mifsta Loi Mishum Bia the Chareshes, even though, as was pointed out here, the Ktana is not possible because of the Bia the Chareshes. Mamanav Shech, Yi Ktana Knuya, if she was Knuya, Lekam Yidi Basa Biyasa. Once you're Miyabim, her, it's your wife. Ilav Knuya Hi, Nachmiz Valmi. If she's not Knuya, so she's not involved, she's not one of the brother's wives. She might do it the opposite way. And you'll be by your chareshes first. Because if chareshes is first, and then ktana, you can't stay married to either. Chareshes you can't, because the ktana might be 100%, and the chareshes was only 50%. So you married two yibamas. And you can't stay married to the ktana, because the maisi did partial yibam to the chareshes. So therefore, in that case, both are usher. So therefore, they also said, if the ktana is first, both are usher. But really, the ktana should be able to stay by him. The chareshes would not possible the ktana either way. So the maisi continues, ketzis akantum. So what do you do? What do you do? He married both. His brother died, left over a ktana and a chareshes. He did yibum to the ktana and then to the chareshes. So what happens now? So yaitzi, chareshes yaitzi beget. He should divorce the chareshes. Uktana tamtun achetagdu v'tachlet. And the ktana waits, and thus chalitza when she becomes an adult.
You can't live with her in the meantime.
Right? Can't live with her in the meantime.
How can you do yibum and chalitza to the same person?
I lost you. Chareshes can't do chalitza.
No, I know, but we said he did yibum with her first.
Right.
So how can you do chalitza with her now?
Because we said the Yibam didn't work. Because we don't allow, he wasn't supposed to do it. Remember we said because of Gzera, we don't want him to marry the Ktana and then the Chareshes, right?
Right. But he did anyway, right?
Right. The Gzera says that the Yibam didn't work. Again, but the Gzeira says that we can't treat it like the Yibam worked. Right. The Gzeira says that the Yibam didn't work.
They can't stay married to her.
And that he did illegal by marrying her in the first place.
Yeah.
He wasn't supposed to marry her in the first place. Because by marrying her, he's violating Thank you. once we make the, here's your question, I'm trying to articulate my answer. He did Yibum to the Ksana. Then he did Yibum to the Chareshes. Really, that should not affect the Ksana. But because of Gzera, we say he can't stay married to the Ksana. So what he should really do is give her a get and get rid of her. But the problem is, if you give a get in that case, you might give a get in the other case, which is when you did the Chareshes first and then the Ksana. Where the Ktanas Bia didn't work because she was the second of the wives, and then she would need Chalitza. So since she needs Chalitza in that case, we require Chalitza in this case. You're right. Really, there should be no need for Chalitza. He did give him to the Ktana. He should be able to stay married to her. He married her. But since we don't want him to stay married because if he does Chareshes first and then Ktana.
If you force him to give a guess, and it'll look like a real real Yibum.
It was a real Yibum.
You don't want him to look like a real Yibum.
Again, really, if he marries the Ktana first and the Chareshes second, there's no problem to the Ktana. Either it was 100% Yibum or she wasn't his brother's wife. Because if he was married to Chareshes first, and then the Ktana would be a problem. So therefore we say, if the Ktana is first, it's also a problem. And we give the same solution that we give with Chareshes first to when Ktana is first. So when Chareshes is first, we require Chalitza to the Ktana. So when Ktana is first, we also require Chalitza to the Ktana. That's what we're saying.
Once she becomes a Gadola.
Once she becomes a Gadola, correct.
This will not become a Bia Psula.
This is a Bia Psula. This is, let's give the Gemara a chance to get to that. Zakti Gemara. So Ketze Ketamtan, Ketamtan, Chareshes Yaitse Beget, Uktana Tamtan Achetagdu Vatakwet. So Iyam Rabbi Shloim Chareshes Knuyu Mishu Yeres, say the Chareshes is partial, Ketane Knuyu Ve'ene Knuyu, Rabbanon he, and this bride says to Rabbanon that a psula doesn't work. That's why we make chalitza. Because he might do the chareshes first. And if he does the chareshes first and then does the ktana, he's doing an illegal bia to the ktana. By doing an illegal bia to the ktana, that's a bia psula. Doesn't release her. Eliyahu Rabbi Nechemihi, Ha'amrit Biyam Sula Batra. In the case, we do the Chareshes first, and then the Ketana. Right? So the Chareshes was 50%. If the Ketana was 100%, you weren't supposed to do Yibum, but if you did it, it should work. It releases her. Terence says it's an illegal Biyah. An illegal bia. But Rabbi Chaim says illegal bia does release the woman. So why is, what's the gzera? We know if the ktana is first, we make her have chalitza because in case the chareshes is first. If the chareshes is first and then you did the ktana, she also doesn't need chalitza.
According to
Rabbi Chaim. Yet the brisa seems to say she would need chalitza. That means the bia did not work. Raya Shmamina, Rabbanan Hi Shmamina. Therefore, we can't say the answer of Bia Psula because this price doesn't know Bia Psula works. And we see that by the fact that when the Ketana is second, don't release her. You did Yibum to the 50% wife. And now you're doing Yibum to the possible 100% wife. According to Mechemia, you released her. You might have violated an Isser, but you released her. Why do that? To get out of a raya? Meaning, there was nothing wrong in learning it's like Drabonon. Said, did you have a way out? Say, if it doesn't work, so why are you doing this? Rashi. Chareshi said to beget Nishayim Manoshech. Each Tana Knuyahi, if the Tana was 100% acquired, Mifta Chareshi would be out to the Tana. So once you did Gibim to the Tana, the Chareshi was free. Yilav Knuyahi, Ptura B'dayim Dida. If the Tana was not married, so you live with Chareshi, you released her. Tana Tamten, to the Mepharish time. Iyam Rabbi Shlomo Reisha Gabe Achyois, the case of the sisters. The Tani and Bala Chareshi Nois Naget Vuhutra. If you learn it's because the Chareshis is 50% and the Ktana is either 100 or nothing, therefore, just after her get, when there's two sisters, is released. Either she's the wife of you, right? There were two husbands there, the two wives. So the one married to the Ktana, the Chareshis is his wife's sister. And if not, Yavuma, he did Gibum, so he had a heter. Either way, the Chareshis goes free. Because Reuben is married to the Ktana. Who was married to the Chareshis? Shimon died. So if Reuben is married to the Ktana 100%, then Shimon's wife needs nothing. If Reuben was married to the Ktana 0%, then Reuben did Gibum. He wasn't supposed to do it, but he did Gibum. And therefore, he can give a white get to Chareshis and she goes free. Because he did Yibum. He wasn't married to the Ktana. And if he was married to the Ktana, then Chareshis didn't need anything to go free. No, it's not. Because on the tzad that he's not married to the Ktana, he did a perfectly 100% legal Yibum. And she doesn't need anything. But he, so he didn't have Avera. He didn't release her with Zabia.
So how does she go up?
Huh. 1 second. If he's married to the Ktana, if Reuben's married to the Ktana, Shimon's wife is his wife's sister, she's automatically free.
So now that he did an answer to her.
Doesn't answer her.
Doesn't answer to anybody. Obviously, she's not.
It's Mazana with her. And if he's not married to the Ktana, then he did a perfectly legal Yibum.
Just give her a get.
No. It's not a solution to Chatzilah. Because he can't live with the Chareshis, it might be an Isser. We don't promote Isurim. But it makes sense. What? Again, but she's still violating an Isser.
Why can't he give her a get?
Because the get won't work if she's his Yavama.
Why? You can't, didn't we learn earlier that you can give a... That's one way of releasing...
No, it's not. We said that a get makes it you're not allowed to give him, but she's not released.
So what if she gets a chalitza?
You can't do chalitza. But if the Ktana is partially married, the Chareshi is suffic, so the Mifter Chareshi is beget. Because maybe the Chareshi is 100%. If the Ktana is partial and the Chareshi is 100%, then the Ktana doesn't go, the Chareshi doesn't go free because of Achaisisha. And he can't potter her by living with her, the B'Ypsuli. That's a B'Ypsuli because he had, that was wrong on all sides. If he's partially married to the Ktana, then this is a partial Achaisisha.
Can he wait for his...
Let me just finish the Rashi. Shach Achaisishti. U'mastisa Rabbanani. Shemalki Ktani Sefer. Gabi Nachmiz Ktana Boi Chalitza. That's why the Sefer says the Ktana needs Chalitza. V'yavah gav de mamana v'shach b'yotze behetar havi. She was first. What did you do wrong? You're v'yavah de Ktana, either 100% Yibum, or a new marriage. Or she wasn't married to your brother. V'kita get gomer. Shem gzeira duma kodim abo chareshes v'resha. You might do the chareshes first. V'asi l'vei medavi tabayu livki beget. In that case, the Ktana wouldn't be enough again. Because therefore she might be married and she needs. It was a B'Ypsula. We say it like this. If you're willing to learn that Bia Psula doesn't work, then I can understand the Reisha and I can understand the Seifa. But if you're telling me Bia Psula works, then I don't understand the Seifa. Because if Bia Psula works, you did the Chareshes first and the Ktana second, she should be free. Because you're married to the Chareshes 50%. You're married to the Ktana maybe 100%, maybe zero. But you weren't allowed to live with her.
But you did.
But you did. So it releases her. But if you learn Bia Psula doesn't pater, she won't be released with that. And therefore she'll need Chalitza. So since she needs Chalitza in that case, we make her have Chalitza in the other case.
See,
you have to understand, Bia Psula is a rabbinic issur. Bia Psula means the Rabbanon don't want you to do this. Went ahead and did it. So Rabbi Chaim says, it works.
To rise to the evil.
It works to do...
Oh, it releases her.
It doesn't release her.
Once you do Yibum to one, the other one goes up free.
You did Yibum to the Chareshes. She's a 50% wife. That doesn't free the Ktana, might be 100% wife. Then you did Yibum to the Ktana, might be 100% or might be zero.
Did you even divorce her?
You're allowed to know. Because
okay, you did you boost her, and you just divorced her.
Right. There's no need for Chalitza. Because the Yavama part went off.
But
you did something that's 100% illegal. Bia Psula means it's 100% illegal. You lived with the second wife of your brother after you had married the first wife 50%. That's 100% illegal. Why doesn't she go free?
Well, why doesn't she go free?
Yeah.
With
a get.
What if he divorced the Chareshes first?
Doesn't make a difference. Achaisisha has asked her whether you divorced her or not. If she died, it would make a difference. So Rashi asked the question previously if he died, and Rashi said death doesn't help because it came too late.
What about the other way? If he married the Ketana by Yibum, right? And then the Ketana died. Can he do Yibum with the Chareshes?
No. This is brother's wife who was not mutter for Yibum at the time of death.
Time of death, she was mutter for Yibum.
No, she wasn't. The Ketana was alive.
Even before he did Yibum with the Ketana?
Again, she's a 50% wife and the Ketana might be a 100% wife. So you can't do Yibum to the 50% when there's 100% there.
It's only suffered complications.
True, but you're not allowed to do Yibum. Fact. It's all rabbinic.
Yeah. That's a general question.
Sure.
A man is a Yavam and he has two co-wives, Gedolos, regular. They both have Zika. He has Zika to both of them, right? What if someone else marries one of them?
You're living in sin. Oh, it's a
Lavo. No face at all.
Well, that's a Machloikis. Yavam Lashok, we had a Machloikis where the Kedushin is typhus. It's only a Lav. We paskin kedushin work by Lav.
So in other words, somebody else.
But it's a machlokes. Rav held that Yavama Lashuk is an exception. As she married somebody else, it's not a valid marriage.
It's not a valid marriage. Can he marry her after the Yavam does on the other co-wife?
Lived with her. Can he marry her after Yibum of the co-wife? Pashtus, yes. Pashtus, yes.
Why are you hesitating?
Why am I hesitating? I'm hesitating because I'm thinking of a Gemara. The Gemara talks about a person who Gemara talks about a person who had a child and died, and the child died within 30 days. So it's a suffix nephil. If it was a nephil, his wife is chayiv with chalitza. Therefore, she doesn't need chalitza. The machloek is tanoim, whether we consider it a suffix nephil or not. And the Gemara talks about the fact she went ahead and got married. Now we require chalitza misafik. She went ahead and got married. And now, the question is, do we do chalitza after she married that husband or not? So I was trying to think if that case had a bearing on this case. That's why I was hesitant. Rashi. Eli, I'm a Ketana Kluyum Shiaris Charesh is suffering. When we raise the Ketani Ba'akis in Ba'a Charesh is nice and legato Hutra Shemina to be a Psula Pateras. If you can learn in the Rashi that be a Psula Paters, say for Benachus that my Ketana Boy Chalitza. Mishloi Mafukim Afkin Allah Mina, you can't stay married to her, Doma Charesh is Akhoina Kluya Kula. Because maybe the Charesh was completely acquired. Pasla Aluya, El Begita Taskila, why isn't getting enough? The Bias Atma Petrusa, the Bias Sherehi. Even if you consider a psula from the kaima zikas chareshes zikul amay mekluya lagamri, our Reb Nechemia be a psula patra. Reb Nechemia would say it works. Zariah, that we're not going with Reb Nechemia, and we stick to the pshat. Ketan is 150, and a chareshes is 100, and a chareshes is 50.
And chalitza to the katana when she becomes...
No. You cannot... The chatchila, you're not supposed to give yibam to the chareshes.
What is he supposed to do?
Nothing. The chareshes is aser.
Toast.
You can't do yibam to the chareshes.
He just does chalitza to the katana when she becomes of age.
Mm-hmm. And that would not pater the chareshes.
No.
No. Chareshes is also forever. Because of the Ketana. Meaning, had he only been married to Chareshes, do Yibam. But since he's married to the Chareshes and the Ketana, and Chalitza has to be done to the Ketana, so then he can't marry the Chareshes, because it's a Chais Chalutza. Well, it's the co-wife of his Chalutza. You don't let him marry her. Possible co-wife. Yeah, it's not a happy situation. I'm thinking about Viter. Amar Avashi, Mereisha Namishma Binadar Abanani. I can approve the Jew from the Reisha that it's not going like in Lechemia. Because the Viter did something very interesting in the Reisha. It said, Reuven was married. Right, two brothers married to two sisters. One's married to Ketana, one's married to Chareshes. And it said, if the husband of the Ketana died, there's a solution. The husband of the Chareshes can divorce his wife, and then when she gets older, the Ketana will do Chalitza. No problem. If the husband of the Chareshes died, the Ketana goes out with a get, and the Chareshes is also the Oilam. And then the bride did something interesting. And if you live with the Chareshes, give her a get, and she's mutter. Why did the Braisa offer you something that you're not supposed to do? We're telling you halacha. And then we throw in if you did an iser. So why didn't the Braisa say, and if you live with the Ketana, this is the halacha. The Braisa never said that. The Braisa offered you what happens if you did an iser and live with the Chareshes. The Braisa never said that if you live with the Ketana, give her a divorce, and she's mutter. Why did the Braisa say that? Again, you're not supposed to live with either of the two. If the husband of the Ketana died, the husband of the Chareshes divorces his wife and gives Chalitza from the Ketana. Why did the Braisa say? And if you live with the Ketana, divorce her. Why did the Braita offer you, just like it offered you by Chareshes, the solution if you did something wrong? Why didn't the Braita offer you the same solution if you did something wrong with the Ktana? Right?
You don't have to divorce.
What?
You don't have to divorce.
Yes, you do.
You married her first?
Again, two brothers. One's married to the Ktana, one's married to the Chareshes.
They're sisters?
They're sisters. The husband of the Ktana died. So we say he has to get rid of his chareshes because she might be a chayzik uchasay, and wait for till turn 12 and do chalitza. That's what it says. It doesn't say what if he did yibum with diktana, right? It doesn't say what if he did yibum with diktana.
Right.
What do you mean?
He's married to her sister.
He got rid of his sister. It's a partial marriage. Again, he's married to Chareshes partially. He's married to, then his brother died and was married to Niktana.
Right.
He's 100 of nothing.
Right.
So now, what he's supposed to do is get rid of his wife and then wait for Chalitza from his sister-in-law. Why didn't the bride so offer? And if he lived with Diktana, just give her a get and she's free. To be a psula. But she would not be free. Koja Mechemia, she lived with Diktana, he did wrong. Give her a get, she's free. You said it by the Chareshes, that if he lives with the Chareshes, she goes free. Reason is because you said going like from the Chemya. So say by the Ktana too. Terence says, we said it by the Chareshes because the Chareshes is not a Biyapsula. Because if he's 100% married to the Ktana, the Chareshes went out already. And if he's 0% married to the Ktana, he was allowed to live with the Chareshes. The other way, if he lives with the Ktana, it's a Biyapsula. Because he's partially married to the Chareshes. That's why the Braita didn't offer you that solution. But according to Nechemya, why did it offer you that? Zakti Gemara. Reish Nami Shmami Not Rabbanani. Diktani Imbala Chareshes, Noisil Laget Vahutra. Diktani Imbala Ktana, Noisil Laget Vahutra. It's a raya that we're going to be Sula doesn't work. Rashi. The Rachel Nami Gabe Akish Mamina Drabundi, the Tony Gabe Maze Bailish Hareshes, in Bala Hareshes, nice Laget, the Gabe Maze Bailish of Tana, the Tony Tana Tampton, the Tony in Bala Tana, nice Laget, Vohutra, I'm a Rabundi. He lay Napsi began to be a Subsula, because it's a B.M. Sula. The Hareshes clearly be Mixus, he's 50%, the Zuasur Mishamachais Isha, this is definitely Usher. And he won't push her off to a mechanic to Yakula, the king of Mishra's Achais Leidachila. So here, it's Usher. The other way, it's not Usher, because either it's his wife's sister that didn't need anything, so it's not Yibum, it's Stam living in sin, or it's Yibum. This way, it's for sure B.M. Sula. That's why the Braita didn't tell to me. Zakti Gemara, no Raya. Imishim Hola Yerya. Chareshes is the leslot kanta de teira ktani kanta di isura. Ktana the islot kanta de teira loitani kanta di isura. And for the Gemara, a very simple answer. We're not interested in telling people to do wrong. What happens if they do wrong? They shouldn't do wrong. But by Chareshes, we said she's stuck. So since she's stuck, we said, in case he did it, she's out. We offered you an out because the mice say she's stuck. There is no heter way to release her. So we threw in that if the guy does an isser, he can release her. We're not encouraging him to do the isser. But we're informing you that she can get out through an isser. By the Ktana, there's a heterdik away. Wait till she turns 12 and does chalitza. Why should we even mention that if she does an isser, that's the halacha? No, by the Chareshes, we had no legal way to get her permitted. Since there's no legal way, the Braita threw in what if he did illegal. Not that we're encouraging illegality, but we're informing that there is an illegal way to release her. Like Tana, there's no reason to mention that. There's a legal way to release her. I'm crashing. The last let's content that Torah, the Tani Baba Charesh is Asur Laila. Let me read the Gemara again. Charesh is the last let's content that Torah. Charesh is that has no legal way. Tani content the Surah. So the Brisa tells you, you should know, there is a way out to this turn, but there's a way out. Tana, if let's content that Torah, why Tani content the Surah? Tana, who has the content thereof, there's no reason for the Brisa to mention, and there is another way out. There's a way out. So the Brisa didn't have to mention that there's another way out. That's what the Gemara is answering.
So if he goes to Horatio, never again. Because he's legally married?
No, he might be legally married.
And that might legally married might give her a possible get. That get is not 100% either. Wouldn't it be just might be a good get?
Let's see. It's talking about brothers are married to two sisters. The husband of the Tana died. The husband of the Charesh has died. If the Tana is 100% married, the Charesh needs nothing. She's his wife's sister. If he's 0% married, the Charesh can have legal yibum. We can't encourage that because it might be his wife's sister. He's not allowed to live with her. If he did live with her, either he was mezana with a woman who was not needed of yibum anyway, or he did yibum legally.
Either way, the get is a vaday get.
To vaday get, if it was a marriage.
And if it wasn't a marriage,
then she was free to yibum anyway, because she's his wife's sister.
So then the get wouldn't count, and then...
Exactly.
How much of the ketubah does...
Oh, he would have to pay whatever his brother promised in the ketubah.
Why not? Why? Maybe he didn't even do...
You're asking, there's a 50% wife entitled to a ketubah.
Well, it may not be a wife at all.
No, Charesh is definitely 50% wife.
No, maybe he was just mezana with her. She was already went free from...
Yeah, but his brother was married to her. His brother's estate owes the ksubah.
His brother's estate owes
meaning, what if the brother doesn't have any money? Would he have to pay the ksubah? The Gemara in the next parak is going to discuss that Charesh doesn't have ksubah. There's no mandated ksubah by Charesh. He can write her a ksubah if he wants to. But the takana that a woman needs a ksubah.
He takes over his brother's ksubah with her, right?
Right.
But now he's only questioning whether or not he. But only if he was a yavam, if she was a yavam.
Right. If not, the brother's estate has to pay like every other widow.
So she gets it either way.
If the brother had an estate,
right.
The brother didn't have an estate, then it makes a huge difference. Tomorrow, probably be on the phone, and there won't be, I think, I'm planning to go out of town.